It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Requests coming your way. For the next hour, we welcome you to Border Crossings. My name is Larry London. The phones are open. Shelley is ready. She's here to take your calls. So if you want to call in and speak to Shenandoah, how's that? Is that better? Shenandoah? That's her formal name there. You can call 202-619-2077. Again, it's 202-619-2077. Our studio lines are ready for your call. We're going to start off today's program with a request from Pittsburgh, PA. Not too thrilled with Pittsburgh right now. They just beat up on our Washington Redskins. But it's okay. Ashraf is listening. Ashraf made a request. And Ashraf says that he's stationed in Kuwait right now, but originally from Pittsburgh. And requesting this song, and also Gotalu in Nigeria. This is Work From Home, Fifth Harmony on Border Crossings.
I worry about nothing, I am wearing a nada. I'm sitting pretty impatient, but I know you gotta put in them hours, I'ma make it harder. I'm sending pick after picture, I'ma get you fired. I know you're always on that night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby, you're the boss at home. You don't gotta go to work, 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 but you gotta put in work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. Let my body do the work, 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 work. We can work tomorrow, oh, oh, oh. We can work tomorrow, oh, oh. Let's put it into motion, I'ma give you a promotion. I'll make it feel like a vacay, turn the bed into an ocean. We don't need nobody, need your body. Nothing but sheets in between us. Ain't no getting off early. I know you're always on the night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby, you're the boss at home. You don't gotta go to work, 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 but you gotta.
No hands for me. Take it to the ground, pick it up for me. Look back at it all, I'm for me. Put in work like my time, she ride it like a 63. I'ma buy a new Celine. Let her ride in the foreign with me. Ooh, she the babe, I'm her boo. And she down to break the rules. Ride it down, she gon' go. I'm gon' juice, she finesse. I fight bull, she take that. Putting overtime on your body.
You ain't gotta go to work,
work,
no.
Work, 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 work,
but you gotta be.
Border Crossings, and it's Fifth Harmony for Ashraf and also for Gotalu in Nigeria, and that is called Work From Home. Fifth Harmony have been on tour for a new album, 727. I mentioned yesterday on the show that they have canceled the whole month of October. Not really sure what's going on, but E! Online is asking the question, are there problems among the girls who've already had a very up-and-down year so far? So could the problems in the band be the reason for the cancellation of the tour? And could the end be near for Fifth Harmony? Which would be kind of strange because they just put out their second album, 727. And only two albums into this, although there's been a lot of question raised about the fact that, well, like One Direction, everybody in the group met on a talent show that was put together by the nature of the show, not by choice. They didn't know each other. It wasn't like they grew up being a band. You know, they were individual contestants on the show called X Factor. And then the judges said, well, we're going to make a group because you're not going to go very far as individuals, but we'll make you a group. And so they formed that way. So, you know, there's an added bit of stress and tension to that kind of relationship where you don't really know your bandmates. You're kind of just thrust into the situation. Ibrahim Snipper just checked in to say hi. So hello back to you in Nigeria. Ab Last King is with us and said hi to all Ethiopians around the world and made a request for his special girl, Salam, which we're going to get on in the future. Abraham Getachew is with us in Ethiopia. Andre Yannick, Yebetse Solomon, Yeheyes Andualem, who is also tuned in, and a new listener. We welcome everybody to our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I put a lot of new stuff up on the Facebook page today. I put a three-year-old cute little girl. She's as cute as they get. Her name is Claire Ryan, and apparently she did a song number at a lantern festival in Salt Lake City, and she sang a song while the lanterns were going up, and it was videotaped, and this video has gone viral and already gotten millions of views. She's the cutest little girl, and here's a three-year-old girl singing. So you got to watch this video. It is it'll put goosebumps on your arm, I guarantee you, when you check this out. I also put a video of Victoria Beckham from the Spice Girls, who is one of the holdouts from the Spice Girls reunion possibilities, because there's talk that the Spice Girls would get together and go on tour again. But Victoria says, no, don't count me in on that. I don't want to participate. But she did post a little video on Instagram of herself dancing in Mexico, following a wedding of another actress star, Eva Longoria. But she's on this deck along the boat dock dancing to the slide. So I put that video up. And I've also got the grand finale of America's Got Talent and who won. It was 12-year-old Grace VanderWaal. And I mentioned a month ago when the show started and she was on for the first time that she was going to do well. So all of that is on there, and I've got some other stuff I put up too, and I'll talk about that in just a little bit. So please do go to the Facebook page and check things out, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. All right, coming up next, a request for our friends who listen to us in the Middle East for a Bruce Springsteen song. And I got a number of things I want to tell you about Bruce, the boss. He's on tour right now called The River Tour, performing only the songs from an album he put out a number of years ago called The River. And the tour will wrap up very soon. But he was in Philadelphia, PA last night for the show, and he broke his own record, a Guinness record that he set for the longest concert by a single artist, not by a festival kind of thing. One single artist on stage performing. His record is now 4 hours, 3 minutes, and 46 seconds. That's a long time for a guy his age, or any age for that matter, to be up and back and forth on the stage running around. And so congratulations to the boss. He shows us why he's called the boss. 4 hours of rocking and rolling in Philly. And during the show, he brought a Texas A&M student up on stage with him who was holding up a giant poster. We love you, boss. We love you, Bruce Springsteen. He, you know, saw it in the front row. He said, hey, you, are you a student? And the kid said, yeah, his name's Matt. So Bruce brought him on stage, said, come on up here. And they talked for a second or two, and he said, are you a musician? Can you sing? He said, yeah. So Bruce handed him a guitar, and the kid started performing along with Bruce Springsteen, which is a once-in-a-lifetime thing in front of a stadium full of people. And then the kid was done and thought he was going back to his seat, and then he said, his dad said, get up there and get a selfie. You're with Bruce Springsteen. So he turned around, he went up and took a selfie. Also, Bruce's daughter, whose name is Jessica, she's 24 years old, and she just won $300,000 in an equestrian horse competition as a jumper in New York City with her own horse. So congratulations to the Springsteen family, and this is Born in the USA. It's Bruce.
Born down.
VOA 1.
All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. All my friends are heathens, take it slow.
guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You love another psychopath sitting next to you. You love another murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get this sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you. Outside is very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues, not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You love another freak show sitting next to you. You love some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Wait for them to ask you who you know.
Crossings, you've got one of the hottest rock bands on the planet right now, 21 Pilots. And you may recall Stressed Out, that was their very first hit, and they followed that with Ride, and now Heathens, which is on the soundtrack to the film Suicide Squad. And that is a request from Larry Daniels, who listens in Kenya, and he said, I am listening to 107.5 FM here in Kenya. We welcome all the Kenyans to the family. Great to have you tuned in to Border Crossings. Now, right now, 21 Pilots are on what they call the Emotional Roadshow Tour. And they're promoting their debut album, Blurry Face, which also happens to be the name of the lead singer, Blurry Face, which we also call Rob from time to time. And the tour goes to Mexico at the end of the month. So if you're a fan of 21 Pilots, you might get yourself a ticket and a visa and head to Mexico so you can check them out. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. You know, it never ceases to amaze me how sometimes superstars who once upon a time were millionaires blow all their money and have nothing. Biddy Sant is another one of the examples who this year claimed bankruptcy. And at one time he was making $50 to $80 million a year. Where did it go? Where could you spend that kind of money? Well, now we've got another one to add to the list, a guy who, according to the news tabloids, according to the tabloid services, and TMZ's pretty reliable source of entertainment news, Nelly has got himself into some tax trouble. He owes, apparently, over $2 million to the U.S. government in taxes. And that'll always get you in trouble. That will take your money faster than just about anything. But I was looking at Nelly's bio, and Nelly apparently is worth about $60 million. So if you're worth $60 and you pay your $2 million tax bill, you still got plenty left. But I don't know, he's not paid his tax bill. So now what's happening is that there's an online streaming service that is creating a fan raise money website to try and help him out. And it's kind of, you know, it's interesting that his fans are now contributing to raise money to pay his tax bill off. But that's according to TMZ. And it's called hashtag Save Nelly. So if you want to be a part of it, then you can go to hashtag Save Nelly and donate some money to help a guy who, at one point in time, had $60 million in the bank. So we're going to play a Nelly song right now. This is our kind of way of helping the cause. Maybe you can get a few million dollars in royalties as we play the song here. All right, so here's Nelly with one of his biggest hits. It's a song that I'm sure you know, and it's called Hot in Here.
One's Border Crossing.
Thank you.
Border Crossing's Michael Jackson. And that is The Way You Make Me Feel. And Michael made us feel really good for many years. That's a request from Ransford Sanza, who's listening in Ghana, 98.1 FM. The new and improved 98.1 FM. New transmitter, new tower. And so that's Michael Jackson. For all the Michael Jackson fans around the world, hopefully you've had a chance to watch the Off the Wall documentary, which is all about Michael, his life, his career. And I know that recently in Las Vegas at the Cirque du Soleil show, they are calling Michael Jackson 1. It was a big birthday celebration, which goes on right now. Michael would have been 58 on August 29th, and so they're celebrating his birthday. And they're honoring him, and they continue to do that during their shows there. And that show has brought in a lot of money in Las Vegas. It's made the Jackson estate millions and millions of dollars, because you just can't get enough Michael Jackson, even in Las Vegas. And the tickets are expensive and all sold out. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings. I want to say hello to Benjamin Aminu, who is listening and said, I really enjoy your program. Thank you, Benjamin, for checking us out. And he went to school at MaTeC Yola, which is a federal university of technology from Yola. So thank you for listening to us. Benjamin, Justin Kuiberg, Alcina Futu said, we've got you on here in Ghana. Saidu Muhammad Ali is listening to Border Crossings in Nigeria. Ayan Donna Pever has checked in from Nigeria. Brian Cabasso in Zambia. Let us know he's with us. I heard it from a new listener who's in Kenya listening to 107.5 FM because we now have our new affiliate in Kenya. So hello to everybody on 107.5 FM Kenya. Joe Shure Ty Calebs sent in a request, which we'll play for you in Kenya. It takes a couple days to get a request on. But Joe Shure, thank you very much for your message on our Facebook page. Ishmael Kargbo says, I love the show. He went to Bluecrest University College. Also heard from Liul Mesfin, who is listening to Border Crossings in Ethiopia on Shegger FM 102.1. Mary Buckman is in Ghana, and she said, I am very, very excited today. I got my now 59 CD. So she's listening to that while listening to Border Crossings. Rhea Lorvin in Kuwait is tuned in. Kojo Enoch says, hi, I'm listening to you right now. Also, Janad Lancelot tunes in Ghana. Solomon Rush said, I've been listening for a while now. And as always, John Samson Amawas is listening to us and says, hola. And I say hola to you. Thanks for joining us here on Border Crossings. Coming up next, we have a request for a country song from a singer named Thomas Rhett. And it's 2 years in a row now that a newcomer has been named the CMT Artist of the Year. Last year, it was Chris Stapleton. This year, Thomas Rhett gets the honor. And CMT, which stands for Country Music Television, hosted a concert in Nashville at the Symphony Center there. And they've got Carrie Underwood, Chris Stapleton, Florida Georgia Line, Luke Bryan, and Thomas Rhett performing. So here is Thomas Rhett to perform for you right now, which is a Twitter request from Luther, who is in Ethiopia, and says, you can call me Luther Fitsum. And so this is Thomas Rhett on Border Crossings. The song is called Die a Happy Man.
Baby, last night was hands down one of the best nights that I've had, no doubt. Between the bottle of wine and the look in your eyes and the Marvin Gaye, then we danced in the dark under September stars and the pouring rain. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night, oh, if all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die a happy man. A happy man, baby. Mm-hmm. Baby, that red dress brings me to my knees. Oh, but that black dress makes it hard to breathe. You're a saint, you're a goddess, the cutest, the hottest masterpiece. It's too good to be true, nothing better than you in my wildest dreams. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough, that all I need in this life is your crazy love.
Beyonce, and you're listening to Larry London.
Remember those walls I built? Well, baby, they're tumbling down. And they didn't even put up a fight. They didn't even make the sound. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Halo, I got my angel now. It's like I've been awakened. Every rule I had you breaking. It's the risk that I'm taking. I ain't never gonna shut you out. Feel ya.
Border Crossings. Hello, it is Beyoncé. And, of course, she's an angel, and she has a halo over her at all times. Beyoncé, mom to Blue Ivy. There were rumors about a month or two ago that she was pregnant with another baby, but I think that's been put to rest until it comes back again, until it resurfaces. It's one of those ongoing rumors. Every time she eats something and gets a little puffy, oh, she's pregnant again. Beyoncé's on tour right now, the Formation World Tour, which stopped in St. Louis recently, and Beyoncé had a special moment for, not necessarily for her fans, but for her crew, her dancers. One of her dancers proposed marriage to another one of her dancers during the show. She stopped the show, and apparently John Silver proposed marriage to Ashley Everett. And Beyoncé let them go about their business and do their thing in front of the crowd, which is kind of cool. And then, appropriately, Beyoncé had the audience sing Single Ladies, you know, which they all did together a cappella. You know, if you want it, put a ring on it, right? All right. Beyoncé also, let's see some other Beyoncé news. James Corden, who hosts a late night TV talk show here, I often put up video on our Facebook page of him and his, you know, karaoke segment where he sings with different famous people. James this week had Meg Ryan, the actress, on the show, and they acted out a soap opera to the lyrics of a Beyoncé song. That's what they did. The whole thing was, you know, put a ring on it, Single Ladies, both of them back and forth talking the lyrics, which was funny to watch. Rita Ora, meanwhile, did an interview recently, and she said, you know, when they thought that I was having an affair with Jay-Z, and they said I was Becky with the good hair, she said that was rude and disrespectful. She didn't like it at all that they assumed that, and later on, the writer of that song said it was no one particular. Could have been anyone. All right, that's Beyoncé by request here on Border Crossings for Angie Bolena, who's tuned into our program today. And I want to welcome a lot of new listeners. We're getting a lot of different messages from a lot of different places. And here's one, Alpine Cool Ocean Amos. I love that name. Alpine Cool Ocean Amos is a new listener to Border Crossing, so we welcome you. Dawit Shermbavdi is tuned in, and I hope I said your name right. A couple of extra vowels there. And Ibrahim Snipper, who is in the military, sent me some photos in his fatigues. So thank you, Ibrahim, for sharing those pictures. You look very military-like. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings today on a Thursday. The weekend has started in many parts of the world, not here until tomorrow, but we're glad to have you with us. This next song comes from a singer who is from Hawaii, and he's from the island of Kauai, which means beautiful island, beautiful, grassy, and that's a beautiful place. I don't know if you've ever been to Hawaii. It's paradise. His name is Glenn Medeiros, and this is a request from Ishmael Cargbo, and his biggest hit from 1987, Glenn Medeiros, Nothing's Gonna Change My Love for You, right here on Border Crossings.
If I had to live my life without you near me, the days would all be empty, and nights would seem so long. You I see forever, oh so clearly. I might have been in love before, but I never felt this strong. Our dreams are young and we both know they'll take us where we want to go. Hold me now, touch me now, I don't want to live. My love for you, you wanna know my now, how much I love you. One thing you can be sure of, I'll never ask for more than your love. Nothing's gonna change my love for you. You wanna know my now, how much I love you. The one may change my whole life, you, but nothing's gonna change my love for you. Not so easy. Our love will lead a way for us, like the guiding star. I'll be there for you if you should need me. You don't have to change a thing.
I love you just the way you are. So come with me and share the view. I'll help you see forever too. Hold me now, touch me now. I don't want to live without you. Nothing's gonna change my love for you. You wanna know my
One.
Keep it moving, be classy and graceful. I told him it's no friends in the game, you ain't learned that yet. All the bridges you came over, don't burn that yet. Cause they want respect, but they didn't earn that yet. Self-righteous and entitled, but they swearing on the Bible that they love you when really they no different from all your rivals. But I still don't wish death on them, I just reflect on them.
Pills and potions, we're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love. Potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
Support you when it's beneficial. I'ma forgive, I won't forget, but I'ma dead the issue. Soon as you out they little lives is when they start to miss you. They see you doing good, now it's kinda hard to diss you. Yeah, they be sick when they remember all the bad they wished you. Yeah, they be mad when they can't come and live lavish with you. But I sped off in the Benzie. I see the envy when I'm causing a frenzy. So I form cop cribs in the hills on them.
Pills and potions, I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
I still love.
Crossings. You're listening to Nicki Minaj by request from Donatus Chorbe and Pills and Potion here on Border Crossings. Interesting thing about Nicki Minaj. I never realized this, but she is closing in on the list of females who have had the most Hot 100 chart hits. It didn't occur to me because you just didn't think of her in that way. But her new song with Ariana Grande called Side to Side has added another Hot 100 chart hit to her collection. Now she's at 68. And Taylor Swift had 69. And only Aretha Franklin has more than anybody with 73. So Nicki Minaj is closing. She's five away from Aretha Franklin. So that's Nicki Minaj, who appears in a T-Mobile TV commercial these days. Thank you, Donatus Chorbe, for requesting that song here on Border Crossings. Time for one more before we go. It's Addicted to You. Here's Avicii.
I don't know just how it happened. I let down my guard. Swore I'd never fall in love again. But I fell hard. Guess I should have seen it coming. Caught me by surprise. Wasn't looking where I was going. I fell. You came into my crazy world like a cool and cleansing ray. Before I knew what hit me, baby, you were flowing through my veins. I'm addicted to you.
Crossings. You're listening to Addicted to You. That is Avicii, who is an electronic dance music producer. And we will have another electronic dance music producer coming on very soon. Flume will join us on Border Crossings. So tune in for that. I want to say hi to Mahmahed Abdullahi. Kaveh Mad is with us. Malaku Mengistu. Dan Fasiha is also tuned in, and I thank everybody for going to the Facebook page. Thank you, Rob, our engineer today, Vince, our director, and Shenny, our intern producer. My name's Larry London. Have a great night. Back tomorrow. This is Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network.